Well, before we go any further, let's take a look back to where it all began. Now, as you may remember, back in February 2009, as a fresh-faced President Obama prepared to sign into law legislation to bail out America's banks and insurance companies, a maths teacher in oh-so-liberal Seattle, Washington State, got very annoyed indeed. Kelly Callender, just 29 years old and sporting a pierced nose, had never really been politically active before. But she decided that this was her moment to step up. I caught up with her this week from Westlake Park in Seattle, the scene of America's very first Tea Party rally, and I asked her why she felt the need to protest.
I just got so fed up that I said, well, I have two choices. I can either go home and take that, or I can get out there and hit the streets and at least try to have my voice heard.
Are you surprised how quickly this movement has snowballed?
I am surprised, but at the same time, I'm not surprised because I know these people, and these people in the movement are really hard workers, and they really believe in this. And the mainstream media, and even some alternative media sources, and the political establishment, they just don't get it. They really don't get it. This is not about the midterm elections, and that's a piece of it, but it's a tiny piece. This is about so much more, and it's just an awakening of the people. And so, in that sense, I'm not surprised at how quickly things have snowballed.
Is there a danger that the Tea Party will run out of steam, that it'll fizzle?
No, I don't think so, because this, you see, for a long time, many of us had forgotten that you can't just vote, and I think this had happened for decades, that you really can't just vote and go home, because there's so much pressure on these elected officials. They need the citizens to be there, to keep their feet to the fire, hold them accountable, demand transparency, demand accountability. And I think when you awaken people to the fact that they have to be engaged all the time, that's not a phase, that's not a fad, it's a way of life, you know? It's just a completely different mindset and worldview now. And so, no, I don't see it sizzling out at all. I think I see it growing much stronger and spreading, so that even people who don't necessarily agree with us on our issues, we'll be able to team together and say, okay, you know what, at the very least, we all need to team together and hold these people accountable.
And that was Kelly Callender, arguably the founding daughter of the Tea Party movement of the modern era. Now let's turn to you, Michelle Bernard. Why do you think the actions of one young math teacher in Seattle resonated so much and then became viral so quickly?
You know, one of the most fascinating things I've learned about the Tea Party movement in the last few weeks is that 55% of its members are women.
Segment 1.
Well, before we go any further, let's take a look back to where it all began. Now, as you may remember, back in February 2009, as a fresh-faced President Obama prepared to sign into law legislation to bail out America's banks and insurance companies, a maths teacher in oh-so-liberal Seattle, Washington State, got very annoyed indeed. Kelly Callender, just 29 years old and sporting a pierced nose, had never really been politically active before. But she decided that this was her moment to step up. I caught up with her this week from Westlake Park in Seattle, the scene of America's very first Tea Party rally, and I asked her why she felt the need to protest.
Segment 2.
I just got so fed up that I said, well, I have two choices. I can either go home and take that, or I can get out there and hit the streets and at least try to have my voice heard.
Are you surprised how quickly this movement has snowballed?
I am surprised, but at the same time, I'm not surprised because I know these people, and these people in the movement are really hard workers, and they really believe in this. And the mainstream media, and even some alternative media sources, and the political establishment, they just don't get it. They really don't get it. This is not about the midterm elections, and that's a piece of it, but it's a tiny piece. This is about so much more, and it's just an awakening of the people. And so, in that sense, I'm not surprised at how quickly things have snowballed.
Segment 3.
Is there a danger that the Tea Party will run out of steam, that it'll fizzle?
No, I don't think so, because this, you see, for a long time, many of us had forgotten that you can't just vote, and I think this had happened for decades, that you really can't just vote and go home, because there's so much pressure on these elected officials. They need the citizens to be there, to keep their feet to the fire, hold them accountable, demand transparency, demand accountability, and I think when you awaken people to the fact that they have to be engaged all the time, that's not a phase, that's not a fad, it's a way of life, you know? It's just a completely different mindset and worldview now.
Segment 4.
So no, I don't see it sizzling out at all. I think I see it growing much stronger and spreading, so that even people who don't necessarily agree with us on our issues will be able to team together and say, okay, you know what? At the very least, we all need to team together and hold these people accountable.
That was Kelly Callender, arguably the founding daughter of the Tea Party movement of the modern era. Now let's turn to you, Michelle Bernard. Why do you think the actions of one young maths teacher in Seattle resonated so much and then became viral so quickly?
You know, one of the most fascinating things I've learned about the Tea Party movement in the last few weeks is that 55% of its members are women.